Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer with the Good Fortune Show with Ray Trujillo. Ray Trujillo is your host, and I'm here talking to her and asking questions and discussing. But she is your host for the Good Fortune Show. I hope you're tuned in listening. We had the Joyful Manifestation Show last Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this week we have the Good Fortune Show, and these two shows alternate with each other, bringing you good energy just before your weekend starts so that you can get ready for your next week. Ray, are you here?
Hello, yes, and thank you.
Thank you, Ray. It's a delight having you host the show and having your wisdom and good energy, good fortune energy with us on the show. Really, 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 really speaking, even listening to Ray is a blessing, I would say. Just being in the same space as her, mental space, energy space, it's a blessing to just be around her, just to touch her energy or to have her energy touch us. It's a blessing. Thank you so much, Ree. So, what made you get interested in the concept of the Good Fortune Show?
Well, thank you very much. Actually, you were the inspiration for me, as it was your idea. So, we give credit to you, Sugandhi, for the inception of this wonderful idea to provide, I would say, an expansive and conscientious awareness and a spiritual and powerful, empowering aspect of basically implementing the notion that all is achievable and all is surmountable in the notion of prosperity, abundance. And one of the main concepts in which has fascinated and intrigued me in relation to good fortune and auspiciousness and expanding on good luck, of course, which is thereby also auspicious thought process, is how much the divine is intertwined, turning the dark into light, and the duality of that one can literally metamorphose and create anything that they would seek to create with various ways and applications. And what I love to see is that all these possibilities of goodness are thereby resurrected into the universe and thereby into the society and into our family constructs, in our workspace, and so forth. So it's a very beautiful inter-exchange to eyewitness such accounts and to thereby see in other people's lives and their continuous prosperity.
You may have been lucky enough to witness that personally or with your clients as they work with you, creating, generating good fortune for them. Almost like there is a car and the wheels start to run. The wheels start to run, turn around, round. You know that nursery rhyme, the wheels on the bus go round and round. So it's something like that, where I see you standing there and helping or assisting the wheels of good fortune for people to start to turn round and round and then take off and go off on their own if they need, and then come back to you if they need help. But generally, assisting in the wheels of good fortune. And how do you feel that you have this amazing job? I think it's the best job in the world. What do you think? It must be the best job in the world.
Well, I thank you and I appreciate your sentiments regarding that. And I will say that all glory be to God. Thereby, I only can, it just is a sheer enjoyment in the personal state of my awareness and eyewitnessing these beautiful miracles that I truly have witnessed in my life. In my own life, and especially others as well. It's so rewarding the frequencies that occur and exist, and it's literally as if the light is turned on. And when one can see that beautiful transformation, as I mentioned in a bit about the metamorphosis of such, it is just a highly invigorating, and I also would say that it posits so much of this further momentum within myself as far as like a motivational wheel, and you as expressed in the wheels go round and round. But yes, in many essences, it is a motivational wheel, and it just perpetuates myself to keep going and to continue to assist wherever the Holy Spirit leads me, wherever the divine universe leads me, or whoever is led to me. And the message in which, when we all win, correct? When we all can win in whatever form, whatever shape, whatever manner that is most significant to the individual self. There could be a various degree of goals that may very much be synonymous, extremely similar, similar intention behind a goal or many goals. And then there could also be the vast differentiation of that perhaps what one's person or one individual goal is vastly different than the other. And so when you coexist all these emanations of right thought action, no matter what it might be, no matter what the goal may be for that moment, and then onwards to the next goal, it's that perpetual momentum of creating further ammunition. For that, the greatness doesn't just stop here, that one is not just as good as their last sale, so to speak, right? Or they're not just a number. Perhaps someone closed on a huge record deal. Well, who's to say that that's the only record that they'll ever record, correct? And if a screen actress or screen actor and they get a huge movie, who's to say that that's the only movie they'll ever do? If an author, and so forth. And also with a farmer, with a baker, with a banker, with anything that is of this substance in the material supply that is meaningful for us. If it's a teacher and the teacher wants to continue teaching, correct? So they don't just stop there. And the teacher themselves has to continue to expand, to continue to perfect their instrumentation of application into their students. And we're speaking of students of all ages, correct? So that is one dynamic in which, when you think good and you act as good as you possibly can, and one could even say fake it till you make it, those applications truly do help to inspire oneself, even if oneself may be not feeling so enlightened at the moment, and they want to work on integrating, becoming more enlightened. And there's a process to everything, of course. Yet, once you actually get a tinge or a feeling or feel the accessory of it, maybe perhaps putting on a hat or a scarf or gloves or jewelry, and it just has that representation of, oh, this feels really nice. I wonder what it would be like to have a full suit of this, correct? I wonder what it would be like to have all these representations within and around me within a moment's notice in the holy instance in the snap of a finger. But that is part of the attitudinal training, the attitudinal mindset, and the belief in affirming into oneself that they truly can achieve and receive much of all that they wish to, yet compartmentalizing and creating a strategy and a formula, and being, I would say, going in the presence of fearlessness and removing and releasing doubt, which is very common for all of us. Yet if we really say to oneself, no matter what it is, I truly would love to have that. I truly would love to achieve that. I truly would love to live in this, embody myself in this X, Y, and Z of success. Correct? So there are many, many, many different modalities. There's a plethora of, I would say, implementations that one could use, and one can find the one that works for them. Yet we have some interesting belief sets that we have to work with to essentially not absorb what doesn't work for us, yet recalibrate what can work for us, and therefore deflect any thought forms that do not serve us and identify those so we can transcend and surpass that, and then literally turn on the light, and the light is there. That divine spark is there, in which you believe that you are deserving of that light spark. And that's what God wants. God is so rich and full of treasury, and it's the kingdom of God within you. The Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty, wealth, and abundance and greatness in all manners across the world, in all thoughts. It all equates to that. To have prosperity is to have that divinity, and the attitudes of oneself can certainly make such a difference. And truly, money is divine. There's plenty of good news of money, and I'm going to just express upon money for just a moment here. But when you look at the golden rules of prosperity, the laws of increase in which we touched upon in our most previous show, there are many, many dogmas that one can ascribe to and thoughts and so forth. Yet the one most important aspect to get the wheels turning, so to speak, is the law of increase, and also apply that with the law of command. And when you command through words, affirm means to make it's so. When someone says affirmation, it's a form of a command or a prayerful affirmation. But it means to be of spirit, from spirit, and also to make itself be. And so affirmations are beyond helpful for the process in the attitudinal mind, right thought action, the neuroplasticity within the mind as well. When someone reconditions themselves, consciously reconditions themselves, it's a recalibration, a reset, and a further empowerment, and it transcends all the illusions of the self. So we can start with even applying the prosperity law of command in conjunction with, in speaking further into the prosperity law of increase. And that thought of increase essentially turns the tides. And there's such a beautification of that when you invoke those laws of increase in many simple ways and also more grandiose ways. And you're also thinking plentiful for yourself and for others. So that often has an energy field that overcomes much discouragement and much disappointment. And it truly frees oneself from, let's say, infantile thinking in the sense of, forward momentum to achieve a goal, like from petty thinking. And we could even start with that if you like.
So you're saying that when you stand separate from a person and you hold your space,
Yes.
you hold your space and you know who you are, just like any teacher or master or owner of a company knows who he is. He stands separate from the space of the student, employee, and they know about themselves. So you know about yourself, what you believe, what you know can happen. And you hold the
Correct.
space, and therefore you're able to help someone else start and then continue turning the wheels of fortune of their little bus. And
Yes.
you're able to do this, but to do this, you need to have some level of self-confidence and belief, and also be a vessel of light, carrying this within herself, hence able to help someone else on that path. How do you feel when you do this? Just the knowledge. I know you're not a, you're not doing it from a very negative ego level, of course. You're doing it from the place of love. But how do you feel when you think of yourself as gifted and having this ability, holding it? And you know, for those who are listening here, I would like to tell you, if you find that you have some good fortune, and if you find that you have some gift that God has given, that the universe has given, whatever name that you want to accord it, something that you have, something special, be proud from for that, because it's given to you because there is a reason. It's given to you because there's a reason. You're supposed to hold it and keep it, not give it away. So be proud if you are fortunate. Be proud if you have that ability because it's given as a gift from the divine. And it's meant for a couple of reasons. One, even if you're not sharing it, the very fact that you hold it means you are a beacon of light in this universe, in this world. So the more number of lights, the more light there is. You don't have to be a healer. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to do anything. You just hold it. Don't at least give it away and get rid of it and get negative. Don't do that. Know that you're gifted. Know that God has given you that, and there's a purpose. He wants you to be a beacon of light. He wants you to be a candle of light. He wants you to hold that light. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to share it. You don't have to give it away. You don't have to teach anybody. The very fact of you holding that light is a big gift for everyone. Now, if you do want to share it in a way that you still own it, that you still have it. You can help someone else create it, but you don't need to give your light away to anybody. Ray, what do you think about that? Do you think that the people who have it should hold it, knowing that it's a gift from the divine?
Well, you bring up a very, very significant element of the subconscious in which I agree with you very much so. And there is such a notion that I'm going to touch upon that you had mentioned about how some people, and I believe that you're making some inferences to that, some people might be, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe guilty for having such light or being a beacon of light and beholding the gold dust.
Exactly,
Is
for
that
being
what I am I
fortunate, like,
am I
oh, I'm so fortunate, woe is me.
right?
Woe
So
is me for being fortunate.
I'm resonating with you, correct? From that. Okay, so I'll expand on that. This is a very, very, very significant aspect of the laws of prosperity, and it's a psychological approach in many ways. And when one doubts themselves, or they're afraid that what is the cause of the fear of success, and that can have multitude of tangents. And one could, I'm just using this as an example from what you expressed. And the fear of success, what does that behold? If you actually cognitively discuss it, if you actually write it down and you thoroughly examine where's the emanation of this fear or this worry or this concern or this doubt or this undeservedness, where is it truly coming from? Is there a fear of beholding money? Is there a fear of also, once you achieve the money, holding on to the money? And there's so much I can delve into with that, that I'm going to really do my best to concisely elaborate in the time we have on that. Yet there's such a gift of the enlightened self and the application of the manifestation self as well, in which the attitude towards such a thing, towards such a material substance, divine substance, any substance that is to be looked upon as generally good, right? But when someone looks at something and they say, well, money's bad, money's evil, money is a form of evil, money creates greed. But look within that mentality. Truly, though, does money equal greed? Does money equal evil? Does money equate to bad? In fact, poverty is a sin. In fact, the energy and the vibration of a poverty scarcity mode is a sin, because it defies the laws of the richness, of the abundance, of how God has imparted these beautiful blessings upon each and every one of us. So if we have free will, and yes, we have people that are very defiant and greedy in the world, but that's a very different emanation. That's a personality and a behavioral conflict within the self. And those have nothing to do with the realm of money, success. It's a subset of that. It's literally an expansion of the behavioral construct, in which there's a complete defiance in maybe one's individual self, and thereby someone innocent who never has an intention of being greedy or callous or very malicious and malevolent, right? That they would say, well, if I had access to that, I would never be in that, let's say, form of function and execution in the negative way, but I would be afraid that maybe it would change me. But you see, that's where we have to truly psychoanalyze that, where we have a psychoanalytical approach to that deep recess of where is that fear emanating from. And this is why it's illusion, the Maya, the illusion, in which that is not in the Christ consciousness. That is not in the Lakshmi consciousness, the Buddha consciousness of the divine thought. What truly is bad for you? Poison, not having enough money to pay the bills, right? That's not good. Yet having enough, creating yourself to actually just be a magnet for such goodness. Yet here is the kicker, okay? The responsibility component. When you have amassed what your goal is, it doesn't change you. It only changes the subset of oneself. It only changes certain conveniences. And perhaps where your discernment with wisdom may need to have a fine-tunement, where you can assign yourself in a way to be extremely responsible for what you've amassed, what you've created, what you've grown, what you've sown, what you've baked, what you've earned. Work is divine, right? And also, the light within oneself is divine in the same frequency. However, with the responsibility of the respect component. And that's where it all stems from, oneself, one's divine right to prosperity. We all have a divine right to prosperity. And the misnomer is that prosperity, oh, that's not good to think that way, to be prosperous. Thou shalt just be righteous in a different way. That's not how God meant it. God meant it to be that you are deserving of all that is goodness and the righteousness in your divine inheritance of prosperity. And many people may find a confluence with that, or and even some may a contradiction to that thought, or even resonate and align with that, or seek it and say, yes, I would love to be assimilated with that thought form frequency, that divine inheritance is my divine right to be in the most upheld state of my existence, of where all can work out to the best of its ability, where I can behold such a frequency and I can hold on to it. I can deserve in my state of grace that I can be a beacon of light, that I, if I have a castle, that I deserve that castle. And, you know, I'm not a bad person because I have a castle. And I'm not a bad person if I have a little cottage. I'm happy, whatever it may be. Yet I'm using those examples that are relatable to the divine material supply as well. And so it truly just goes into the deeper psychological impression of everyone. You could take a notion of, well, I would love to have $1 billion, right? But what would you do with it? What would you? And then we go to the deeper recesses, and one would say X, Y, and Z, and what would they do with that? And X, Y, and Z. Yet you go deeper. Do you deserve this? Are you feeling worthy? But that's a different subset. And if one self is in the place of the unworthy pattern, they're going to remain in that unworthy pattern unless they truly do the work on themselves through therapy, through spiritual help, through looking within and really unpacking the unconscious self, the shadow self, looking at what really is vital to them. And then they realize, wow, wait a second, I actually can implement this belief system for myself that I am worthy, that I am capable. And then they walk into the next realm of that, which is the true confidence, the true confidence that they wear in the most beautiful fashion. And it just is this piece and part of them that maybe they've always had. Maybe they just didn't know how to align it within themselves, or maybe they were, let's say, programmed or conditioned that they didn't deserve. And typically that's what I see with many people, is that a lot of people that are so worthy, they may feel that they're not. And so when someone who is able to see and want to help an individual to seek and really define themselves and recognize their goodness and what they can permeate into the world for themselves. And I agree with you wholeheartedly about that. When one is shining an emanation, a beacon of light, it truly helps the rest of the world shine. It really does. It's like candles. It's as if you turn one on, you turn another on, you turn another, and then everything is glowing. But that resonation, that magnetic frequency, and the mirror of God, in which it's all this divine reflection. And thereby, if my family, my friends, my colleagues, and my neighbors, and my community, and my city, my beyond my county, and city, and state, and continent, region, everything, my goodness, it would be such a beautiful, blissful emanation of all of God's bounty in the way in which we are deserving of. So I agree with you 100% upon that, that what you've earned, whether it's karmically earned and application with responsibility and hard work, and just having that attitudinal perspective and incorporating it into the self, in that being state, that I worked really hard for this. I'm working really hard for the next X, Y, and Z. I deserve that. I deserve the gold medal. I deserve my bakery shop. I deserve my florist shop. I deserve my Lamborghini, whatever it may be. I deserve, a 4-point plus on my, my GPA, whatever it may be. That is always working in the momentum and the force of continuous achievement. And no one can take the achievement away from oneself except oneself. And if others that are in the void frequency, in which they do not inhabit those forms of altruism and happiness for others, Well, that's when those, let's say, opposing forces can also cause some doubt into the person. Yet when that person has actually worked on the fortification of their strength and imbuing their inner dialogical equation in their mind that, no, this belongs to me. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. I have deserved this. I deserve this now, and I deserve this tomorrow and the next year and into the next infinity, correct? So when one is just completely fluent in the confidence and affirming to themselves that I behold and I live within the kingdom of God, the kingdom of with God is within me, the divine universe is within me, the consciousness of all that is holy and of divine and abundant is within me. No one can destroy that. No one can take that away. And when it's oneself, then that's when we have to apply some help with that to remind them and reset their course. And that can be actually easier than one can realize once they invite the opportunity within.
Great. Hi. I had put on mute. So while I was listening, don't want sounds from here to enter, but right now I'm talking, so I removed the mute. We got this wonderful, wonderful feedback from Sean Patrick, and we thank him for this because just by writing this, he is joining the Good Fortune Energy, kind of like a membership group, the Good Fortune Club. And it's a new show, of course, and we thank you, Sean Patrick. And he says here, I listened to the Good Fortune show with Ray Trujillo, and I actually felt that by doing so, I altered the course of my day. My mindset and intentions were positively enhanced with every interaction that I encountered all afternoon. That was enough to make me want to hear and learn more from the show. I'm looking forward to the knowledge and guidance offered and will be manifesting more good fortune, caps, good fortune. Thank you, Sean. I mean, it was so thoughtful of you to write this, just to take a few minutes off your busy schedule and to write this to us and to offer us encouragement. And together, we all become responsible for the show and its success, and the wheels of the bus go round and round. Sean, thank you again for writing. Very kind of you. Ray, what do you feel that when people actually connect to the show and do they support the show? Do they increase the energy of the show? Do they make it more powerful?
Well, I also want to take this moment to say thank you, Sean. Was it Patrick? Sean Patrick? Thank
Patrick, Sean
you.
Patrick.
Thank you, sir, for really taking the time to embrace our brand new show and to listen, and also to take the beautiful moment out of your day to create a reflection of how it imparted upon yourself. And it means the world to Sugandhi and myself. So I just wanted to express that in addition to what Sugandhi said. So, what is my perspective and my reaction to the show and what the potential variables, how it can help improve or to impart some knowledge or some great energy or good fortune energy
Or even
into.
people supporting it and offering a kind word here or there. All of this adds, correct, to the show.
Absolutely, it amplifies. And I will say that absolutely contributes and amplifies to the high vibration, the high resonance, and the purity of the gold dust in the air, so to speak, right? And like you say, the wheels of the bus go round and round. I love that. But let's imagine gold dust and the wheels of the bus go round and round, and there's just gold dust in the air, and the Midas touch is there, and we have beacons of light growing every single moment that there's a right thought action, that there's a self-correcting thought of, I deserve, you know what? Everything that happened up until this moment, I'm just going to take it to the next level, no matter what happened, whether it was immense success or it was the opposite, but I'm achieving and striving for that. Well, we're on board together to go forward, to go above and beyond into the ethers and the stars and just achieve and just co-create and cohabit one another in the most plentiful way, because the law of plenty and the laws of increase and plentiful thought action, there's a strong desire for the success power and also for the feeling good power. Those are powers of the self, and feeling good and applying that successful good feeling, successful good reaction. When we think of success and we think of goodness, yes, it seems and feels synonymous, the energy of it, the vibration of it. Yet when I say success, that can mean I would say varying degree to whomever is listening. Success can be in so many aspects of oneself, but there's always one root inspirational clause for one's success. So someone could easily say, well, I achieved my goal, I wrote a book. I achieved my goal, I wrote a song. I achieved my goal, I grew tomatoes, right? I achieved a goal and I got my five-year-old a perfect wardrobe for school and they're on the soccer team, whatever it may be, and that's their child's goal. I'm just giving examples here. And then other people can have goals that I really want to improve my mentality. I want to improve my mindset. I want to improve and embark upon prosperous thinking. I want to improve myself for right thought application and truly align myself in the divine accord of this gold dust energy, right? And so if we look upon the goals in many ways that are very, very, very cohesive with success and achieving those goals, thereby equaling success, no matter what the goal is, no matter if it is literally writing down a beautiful affirmation or a prayer for oneself or for another person or winning the spelling bee, no matter what it could be, that is a positive co-partnership with the divine, with the intellect, the intelligence, the divine genius of success and what that emanates. And so when you're in that vibration and that frequency of the success, that means that you've achieved any goal, no matter if it was just making that phone call that you've been meaning to do for a while. That's a goal, and that's a success. And there's a lot of the energy that is released, and then it makes room for the next goal, and the next goal, and the next goal. And this is the application of the power of one's mind. And we're all equipped with the genius powers. And some people might use it a little more than others at times. It can vacillate. However, applying one's intuition, their discernment with wisdom, the yes and no, or maybe, and which I call upon the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's wisdom and discernment, yet other people can apply anything else that they like, or they don't have to apply anything at all, yet for the purpose of good fortune and the purpose of prosperity and auspiciousness and amplifying and increasing one's vibrational attunement to having a good fortune day, a good fortune week, a good fortune month, a good fortune year, a good fortune eternity, correct? That is our long-term goal. And then we have our short-term goals and then our mid-range goals. And some goals can change and interchange, yet overcoming anything that we have to dissolve and applying that genius power and the momentum of all that is great and plentiful for oneself and for everyone and everything around. And again, I'll say, may God prosper you and everything and everyone around you. And in the prosperity diadem, the royal diadem of the self, we are all attuned to harvesting and gathering, right? Harvest, gather, collect, having resources, having plentifulness in any way. So, and it's what we do with that and how we define ourselves with the respect that we are in deservance of that. So I definitely would say that by anyone who is listening and anyone who is taking the time, and we thank you for spending your evening with us. And we're so happy to have a show that is growing and to receive such beautiful feedback from the gentleman, Sean Patrick. It's a motivation for us as well. It's a motivation for myself to keep my momentum ongoing, to continue to do my best to perpetuate further goodness into the ethers, however I can, and to help illuminate and co-create with any and all of you. And the confidence that you mentioned earlier, Sugandhi, and please feel free to ask me any other questions or anything that you wanted to go over. Yet you asked me, how does it feel for myself to eyewitness other individuals in life when I witness their transition into a successful manner that they're truly happy with? And when you mentioned the notion of confidence, there's the secret prosperity of the application of holding on to that confidence. And I just wanted to remind everyone out there that holding on to one's confidence, no matter what, and having that prevailing mindset to just be, you don't have to believe you already are. So that's one small mini affirmation that I can declare upon that subject, to just stand firm with your confidence thinking, even when you're tested. And there's another application I am just going to expand before I is that imaging, and that's visualization, yet imaging, and that is imparting with imagining yourself and imagining others in the most best, most glorious state of being, and that actually enhances your confidence and continuing a confidence mentality as well.
Great. This is so wonderful. I was imagining you right now, of course, and you were almost, if you could look at it as a mother or a father with a child, and the child is walking and taking steps for the first time, or riding a bike for the first time. And it could be that the child is riding a bike with three wheels, and then he promotes himself or herself to a two-wheel bike, a bicycle. And so tricycle, bicycle, blah blah blah, and a proud parent. And it's something I think when I listen to you, it's almost like that, where you know that heaven exists. You know that heaven exists. You've seen it, you felt it, you live it every day. And so you're able to help the person who may not know that it exists to walk and to do all of these wonderful things, and it comes from your belief. And so listening to the show and aligning yourself with the show, alignment means to be in line with. So aligning yourself with people who know that heaven exists and good fortune exists and we are in that space where we attract it and we hold it, and aligning yourself with this energy automatically will make you get that, because it's just like any other theory. It's just like any other technology in the world. If you want to see something and you want light to fall upon it, you go stand under a source of light, correct? That's where you want to be. You can't be millions of miles away from that light in darkness and then expect somehow the light to shine upon you. I mean, if you can, that's great. But the most normal action would be to go stand where the light shines.
Yes. So
just by aligning yourself with the show and by being in line with the show, you can have the light fall upon you. We're not trying to show off over here or claim anything. There's no claims being made. Just try it. Try it. It's you who has free will and you who has the power to make choices. And I wanted Ray to host the show because I know of her light. I know of her positivity. So when I know of it, I'm going to align with it. What do you think, Ray? Is it also the law of increase? I mean, just by... Okay, fine. So let's say we want to travel. Heather is on the line. She wants to talk to you, Ray. Is it okay if you take her call?
Oh, absolutely. We're welcoming calls anytime.
Hi.
Yes, I'll be happy. Hello.
Hi, guys. How
Heather?
Are you? So, Gandhi, yes, this is my name's Heather, and I was calling for the Good Fortune Show just to impart that I get a lot out of you guys' show. I have really enjoyed it since the beginning, and I also had a question for you to ask.
Oh, absolutely. And we're so pleased and honored that you're taking the time to call us. Please go ahead and proceed and ask any question you like.
My question is, like I said, I got a lot out of your show, and I've used it to basically try and draw the good energies towards me and try and draw good fortune towards, you know, in my life, and dispel a negative mindset that sometimes creeps in. And that's my question. Sometimes we do the self-sabotage, or at least I do sometimes. Like, I'll have a goal, whether it is eating healthy or exercise, I'll have a goal, and somehow I self-sabotage unconsciously, and I know that I should, like, say, I know that I should be doing my exercises, and I'll feel like I just want to push it to the wayside. And it's like a self-sabotaging urge that comes up now and then, and I want to know how to combat that. It was weird tonight, and just to go off that for a second, it was weird tonight because I just started doing my affirmations again just a few days ago that I used to do, and it used to really help me. And then tonight you mentioned affirmations, so it was kind of felt like a sign.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'll be happy to answer. So you're essentially wondering why or how to stop self-sabotaging. Am I correct?
Yes, that's exactly
okay.
Exactly what I'd like some advice on.
Of course. So I want you to remember that it is very normal for the human construct and the human design of the mind to refer back to a place of scarcity or unworthiness or survival. And there's an interchangeable communion with those aspects that ultimately, at the end of the day, do not serve us in this timeline in our world. Yet, in the self-sabotage, so many amazing individuals have encountered moments and intermittent times of self-sabotage. Yet, once you are actually recognizing it and you're cognizant of that action, that right there is a success in itself, because you are able to detach from the false negative separative ego mentality. You are able to detach from any frequency that you may feel combative with at times, and you are able to declare on this show verbally, and thank you for explaining that and expressing that. But the fact that you're expressing that is the beginning, inception, the start of obliterating that. And the root of that, I feel, is from perhaps there has been not so positive feedback in a past, let's say, time in which you may have executed a goal. And maybe there were some external factors that co-created themselves to create a result that was unfavorable, or it didn't have a long-lasting, let's say, effect, or something that may have not have gone right in a previous, let's say, attempt, right? And we all attempt, right? Michelangelo attempted many times to do things, right? Beethoven, everything that is great has had attempts, correct? I just want to take you back.
You have to keep on trying,
place.
Right? So, keep on
yes, absolutely. Do not fret. Do not fear. Do not give in to, it's the illusion in the mind in which tells us at times, oh, no. Oh, well, that you tried that last time and it didn't work. So why try again? But then you say, no, I'm going to self-correct. I'm going to recalibrate my mind. I'm going to further instill my new frequency because my eyes, my mind is thereby renewed in this moment because I'm going to try it in a different way. Perhaps if I implement X, Y, and Z, then this particular goal towards my health, towards my nutrition, to my exercising habits and whatnot, and maybe you're going to add in like new music that you find to be more motivational, or you have a different mode of accountability for yourself, and you're
like
trying
doing my
it
affirmations
in a new way.
Again, like I used to.
Yes, precisely.
I used to, and then for some reason, I kind of let it go to the wayside, and then I've just been doing them recently here, and then you mentioned it tonight, and that's really one of the main things that I've gotten out of the show is it restores my hope. It restores my, just my promise and hope for what's ahead. And it makes
right.
me feel more resilient to things that are negative that I'm having to deal with or overcome.
May I offer
really helps my resilience.
Yes.
Thank you for your show.
Why didn't you keep the show as a reminder, and you could maybe next time call us and tell us that, oh, you know what, I did it this week and I did my affirmations and I did my exercises, and so you could just call us and let us know that you're doing it, and maybe you could do it every time and we're happy to hear from you, and you could just tell us, hey, you know what, I did it. So you're kind of part of this movement for you to get what you want and to reach very high levels of efficiency. What do you think, Ray? Should she call?
Absolutely.
In and tell us?
I encourage. Yeah. And we'll help hold accountability with you if you like. Your comfort.
I still get
level.
Kind of nervous. I've never called in before, so I've never called into a show before. There's only a couple shows that I listen to regularly, and you guys are definitely on top of my list. So.
Well, we're
thank
so
you
honored.
For all your efforts.
Oh, call
and
back.
And I will. I'll call back again.
Know. Yes.
Okay, I
do
will.
It this
thank
whole
you.
Week.
Thank you guys again.
Do it this whole week and call us next week.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Good
Bye-bye.
Luck. You can do it.
Thank you.
We believe in you.
So, Ray, I got the message saying, hey, we need to wrap up the show. We're at the
okay.
end of the show.
Okay.
Divine
time goes by so quickly. So until
I
the
know,
next
it's,
time.
Time passes when you're having fun. And I just wanted to let you know, the Joyful Manifestation Show is on 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Friday. And then we will meet again for the Good Fortune Show the Friday after that. And Ray, any last words before you say bye? And I'm already signing off. So Gandhi, are you signing off? And Ray, if you want to say anything before you sign off.
Continue in your prosperity flow and belief in yourself and your confidence attunement.
Okay, so this is Gandhi Iyer and Ray Trujillo signing off for the Good Fortune Show until next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you. Bye-bye.